I'm Helen.
And I'm Liz.
And we're sisters,
scientists,
and lifelong X-Files fans.
And this is We Want to Believe.
Hi, welcome back, everybody.
Welcome, everyone. I'm able to speak and sound normal.
We had a few weeks off here, partially because of the holidays, partially because we were both pretty sick. Fun times.
I have a few updates before we get into today's episode. Stuff that I meant to mention last time about War of the Coprophages and forgot. So first of all, coprophage means something that eats dung. So it's like a reference to the cockroaches.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Coprolite is a fossilized species.
Yeah. Ugh. but that also, the name is clearly a riff on War of the Worlds, which I don't know that I ever thought about that.
I think I knew that it was a reference to that, but I really don't know anything about War of the Worlds, except I think it's like, is it aliens or is it robots or what's the deal?
It's aliens, but the main thing about it is that supposedly when they did the reading of it, because they do it in the style of like a real news bulletin.
Right.
Yeah, people like thought it was real or whatever and panicked.
That's right.
And so like the panic in the town. And I guess the town in War of the Worlds is Grover's Mill, and the town in this episode is Miller's Grove.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Well, that's funny.
But today's episode is Syzygy, and it's kind of weird timing. I was reading about this, that like some people feel like they don't like it as much because it immediately follows War of the Coprophages. And I do think it's an odd choice to have it immediately follow it because it's another humorous one. And I think people say that like War of the Coprophages is much better. And so it kind of suffers by comparison. By the time I was really into the X-Files, we were watching them on DVD in whatever order we wanted. And so I think that that was less of an effect, but it is kind of just a weird choice for Fox or whoever, Chris Carter. I don't know who makes that decision, but it's kind of weird.
Syzygy, I feel like I have seen only once and I don't remember liking it that much.
Interesting. It sounds like it's kind of divisive in that, like, there's a lot of Mulder and Scully bickering and with, like, a lot more, like, mean-spiritedness to each other, which it turns out has to do with something going on in the episode, some magic stuff, but that people just, like, didn't like that dynamic. It was written by Chris Carter, actually, and I guess people were like, oh, it seems like he wanted to do the same thing as, like, Darren Morgan with War of the Coprophages and then the humorous episodes, but that it just wasn't quite as good. I don't know. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a nice one. Yeah, it was easy to watch, you know?
Yeah.
It was entertaining, and there was a very surprising actor appearance that I had no idea was in it. It opens with these teenagers at like a memorial in the woods, and there's a football player. He's in like a football jacket or whatever, and he's talking about Bruno, who died, and you know, he was like a brother or something, you know, like how close they were. And and he's talking about like how there's this cult. They think there's some cult that's killing people. And we see that two of the people at the vigil are or memorial are these two blonde girls, and they just look kind of bored. And then afterwards, they go up to like comfort him. His name is Boom, which is a nickname for his full name is Jay DeBoom.
Okay.
And which DeBoom, pronounced DeBoom, would be Dutch for the tree, if you're interested.
Yeah. Oh, I am. Nice.
Yes. But anyway, so they're talking to Boom and they're like, we heard that the cult is going to kill a blonde virgin next, and so we're scared. And so he says he'll give them a ride home, and then they're totally clearly hitting on him, and they're like, well, you know, wouldn't it be, we'd feel safer if we weren't virgins. And so they're like, you know, hitting on him. And then we cuts to next day, They find Boom's body. He's been hanged, and the rope is like way kind of off, like hanging from like this tall cliff. And at the top of the cliff are those two girls just kind of like hanging out on like a picnic blanket,
Oh my God.
out of view of the cops. And they're doing like, he loves me not on a daisy and laughing.
Oh
So, yeah.
God.
So
Okay.
we have no doubt from the start that they're evil. But the main thing I need to tell you is that Boom, the kid who just got hanged, is Ryan Reynolds.
Wayne, really?
Yeah.
Whoa, no way. Whoa. Oh, that's so weird. I had no idea.
Yeah, me either. Me either at
Whoa.
all. I was totally shocked. I was like, what am I seeing? So
That would not have been like even my like 10th or 20th guess.
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
I
that's
guess he
funny.
was 19 and
Oh,
I don't
wow.
know. Yeah. And
Oh, that's awesome.
yeah. So then Mulder and Scully are driving into town. They're kind of bickering about their directions because Mulder got directions from the detective who called them in for the case, and Scully's got a paper map. And like, I don't know, man, you know, just 90s. Wow.
Yeah.
They go to talk to the local detective at Boom's funeral, and she's a blonde woman, and she's got like short blonde hair, and she's familiar. And so I had to look her up. It wasn't like Ryan Reynolds
Yeah.
level of fame. She's from the Seinfeld where Jerry is dating her, and she's like eating a piece of pie with pecans in it, and she's like pulling the pecans out of her mouth and not eating them and setting them next to her plate, and Jerry doesn't know and he eats them by mistake and he's super grossed out. So that's her.
Oh, that's funny.
So she's like saying, yeah, there's like a satanic cult. We talked to these two girls. They were eyewitnesses. And Scully's like, well, did you interview them together or separate? And she's like, well, together. And so she's like, well, then, you know,
Yeah,
doesn't tell you
that's
anything.
dumb. Yeah.
Yeah. And then this guy bursts in and is like into the funeral home and is like, we have to do something to stop these Satanists. We have to take our town back. And he's yelling. And, all of a sudden, the coffin starts on fire.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. So that's unusual. And
Yeah.
I just realized there was something that they never totally followed up on. I mean, well, we'll get to it. Okay. So Mulder and Scully separately interview Margie and Terry. Those are the two blonde girls.
Oh, okay.
So they're each interviewing one of them. They both describe the same story about how it seemed like Ryan Reynolds, Boom, was like, oh, he was like possessed and he drove us into the woods. And there was this big like people in black robes and they sacrificed a baby. And they're like crying and saying this. Oh, and then they said they're going to bury it in the mass grave outside of town where all the other babies are buried that they've been killing. And so then back at the police station, the detective is listening to this and she's like, well, they are saying the same stuff, which again is so dumb. And Scully's like, yeah, but this is all cliche stuff and they already had
Yeah.
time to talk to each other. Also, have there been any reports of missing babies
Yeah.
or dug up earth or anything to go with this?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, no. And Scully's getting like a little testy with her, and Mulder, you can tell, is kind of attracted to her. And then they start talking about the coffin, and Scully says, well, there have been cases where embalming fluid could produce some heat and burning.
I don't think so. Is that,
I mean,
did you look that up?
I did not. I did not,
I
because I
mean,
wanted
like,
to look up
is
something
it
else.
flammable? Maybe. But I would put not a lot of money, but I'd put some money on the fact that that's incorrect.
Oh, well, this is interesting. Actually, in the news in 1994, rest in peace, embalming fluid spark fire in casket after wake.
Oh, really? What
Workers
was
at
that?
Mount Gillion Baptist Church were horrified Wednesday night to find smoke pouring from the closed coffin of a local man shortly after mourners left. Baton Rouge arson investigator Haley Carter told Reuters. Yeah.
Whoa. I mean, like, this
Yeah.
seems to be something to spark the fire, though, I would
Yeah.
assume.
Yeah. And yeah, and it sounded, they said the man was not badly burned. They don't know what sparked it though, I guess. So
Oh,
I don't know.
weird. I don't
Yeah.
know. Maybe I stand
Yeah.
corrected. That's really
Yeah, but I
strange.
mean, I don't think it would burst into flames in the middle of the thing though.
Right.
So they're looking at Ryan Reynolds's body and they realize, and it's in decent shape, but there's something burned into his chest, it looks like. And Mulder's like, it looks like some sort of horned beast. And it looks like a goat. But then the next, is it the next scene? No, it's not. But very soon, what you see is that's the logo for their high school team, which
Oh.
they never like address out loud. Mulder is just
Huh.
like puzzled by it, and Scully is like, I don't see it at all. And Mulder and the detective are like, it's totally clearly there. It was totally clearly there. I don't know. And so
Does that have something to do with like what's going on, or is that just kind of like a
I don't know.
okay.
You can decide for yourself. I'm not
Okay.
sure. Yeah, like I think so yeah, Scully, oh, so the detective is like, "See the horns right there?" And Scully is like, "No, I don't see the horns right there." And is just kind of, you know, crabby again, and then says up to Mulder something, and she goes, "Sure, fine, whatever," which she says several times throughout the episode. So she's just getting kind of like crabbier, and Mulder is clearly attracted to this detective, and it's sort of like exaggerating nature, like their characters in a way. But I mean, like, as I'm telling you about it, I'm kind of acknowledging to myself it could have been better done in some ways,
Yeah.
especially thinking about Bad Blood, which, you know,
Right. Yeah.
kind of does some of the same stuff.
Right. That's what, yeah. I mean, and even I feel like, yeah, that's just kind of weird again to come right after War of the Coprophages, which I feel like it sounds like did this similarly, but better.
Yeah. So they do give some explanation, kind of, to Mulder and Scully's behavior, though. So,
Okay.
because the whole town is sort of acting weird. And so Mulder shows up at the doorstep of the detective and says he wants her help figuring out what that symbol was. And so they go to a local psychic. And I mean, she was great. I liked the psychic a lot. She was very like businesslike. And she was like, you know, everybody's been talking to me because of, you know, satanic stuff, and I really should have seen it coming, but the whole town is acting crazy, and really I'm not surprised, you know. And then she's saying how like it's hard to be a small business owner. You should see the paperwork, which I get. I feel like, yeah. But she mentions there's a rare planetary alignment.
Okay.
So what we kind of start finding out in part is that that is what is influencing Mulder and Scully as well and making them act kind of weird. So then we see the goat basketball team logo because Margie and Terry are cheerleaders and they're at the basketball practice and they're just kind of sitting at a table with a bunch of cups of water and they're just kind of.
Is it a goat? Like, is the mascot literally a goat?
The mascot is literally a goat.
Huh. Okay.
Which, oh, I had another delightful goat event this morning. Do you ever play Connections, the New York Times game?
No, I don't know what that is.
It's like a grid of 16 words, like 4x4, and all of the words like can be sorted into four categories. So there will be like four words that all have something to do with each other. So like the other day, there were four words were drumstick, pick, hammer, bow, and
Okay.
then you realize, oh, those are all things you can use to play an instrument. But like there's other words in there that because words have multiple meanings, you might think, oh wait, did these go together? Oh, there's not four of them. Oh, that doesn't quite work. And so you have to like sort the words into four categories. And I was so excited today. And there's colors of like yellow is the easiest, and people tend to get those words first and see that they're related, and then goes down to purple is the hardest. And I got the purple one today because the words
Ooh.
were goat, car, door, host.
Goat, car, door, host. And there's something that
Relates all four
relates all of
words.
those.
Something I'm pretty obsessed with.
Roller skates? Greyhounds?
Okay, I'm less obsessed than I am with dogs or skating.
Oh man, I don't know.
The Monty Hall problem.
Oh, wait, what does a goat have to? Oh, because that's what's on the tracks? Or no, am I thinking of a different?
No.
No, what am I thinking of? I'm thinking of, yes, I'm thinking of the trolley problem.
So you have a trolley problem where you pull one lever and it kills Monty Hall, and if you do the other lever and it kills a goat.
Right. Yes, the Monty Hall, where like if you switch the door,
Yes,
then yeah.
yes.
Oh, funny. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I was delighted. Just to lay it out very quickly for our listeners, because I am obsessed with it, the Monty Hall problem is such. Monty Hall, host of Let's Make a Deal, has three doors, behind two of which are a goat, behind one of, well, two goats, and behind one of which is a car, and you're trying to win the car. In this scenario, you don't want the goats, so pretend for some reason you don't want goats.
You can sell the car and get more goats.
Oh, that is such a good point. Plus, you need the car maybe to put your goats in. I don't know,
Yeah.
honey. So you choose a door, and then Monty Hall opens a different door and says, okay, and shows you there is a goat behind this door. So, like, let's say you choose door one, he opens door two and says, look, there's a goat. Then he says, do you want to switch your choice to door three? And the question is, should you switch? And most people say it doesn't matter, like if you switch or you don't switch. But actually, statistically, you should switch. I acknowledge it statistically is correct, but it always feels wrong to me. But I love
Yeah,
it. So,
agreed. Yeah, we
yeah.
actually, I can't remember which event this was. Sometime last year, though, we went through the actual
We did it.
problem. And yeah,
Yeah, we played the
actually
Monty
figured it out.
Hall
It
problem
still
too.
seems wrong intuitively. Like, even though
Yeah.
I have looked at, remember lots of sheets of paper covered in like lots of trees and
Yeah,
lots of,
yeah.
lots of talk about like sampling without replacement and stuff.
Yes.
But yeah, it still feels wrong. Still feels like it shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it does, and it's cool. So I love the Monty Hall problem,
Yeah.
and I was delighted to see it
So
show up
funny.
this morning in Connections.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, so goat, an odd choice for a mascot. I guess, I mean, you went to a forensics meet at that place where the mascot was the pretzels.
I
So.
did. Freeport, Illinois. I
Oh yeah.
still, that is one of my favorites.
That
Love
is really
that.
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know you see Santa Cruz as the banana slugs.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And I much prefer these sorts of weird mascots over like the what is it? Where are the Purgolders?
Oh, is that Eau Claire?
Yeah, I think so. One of the UWs,
Yeah.
and like just because their colors are purple and yellow or purple and gold, the Purrgolders, which I just think is like one of the stupidest things ever.
Yeah, I mean, what is that? Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah,
No.
just choose a banana slug or
Yeah,
something.
yeah. Yeah, well, that's taken, choose a different slug. So they're at this basketball game, and they're like kind of talking just to each other. And I'm sorry, it's not a game, it's a practice, which I don't feel like cheerleaders would typically attend.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, and whatever. And like some of them are kind of sitting there and cheering and doing like the dumbest cheer I've ever heard. It was like, shoot, shoot the ball, shoot the ball, or something like. I don't know. I felt like, is it supposed to be bad? And if not, I don't know. Come on. The gas.
Yeah.
So They're looking at different basketball players and like deciding if they like them or not, if they're hot or not. And they're saying, hate him, wouldn't want to date him about people, which I've heard somewhere else, right? What is that in?
I don't know. It's familiar too, and it makes me think of the 90s. So I don't know. It doesn't remind me of anything specific.
Yeah. I mean, when I Google it, I just get references to this episode, so maybe not.
Yeah.
I don't know, but yeah, it's very 90s. It has kind of a Heathers-esque feel in a way, which I know is 80, but like
Yeah.
two blonde cheerleaders killing people.
Right.
Yeah, makes you think
Which
of Heathers.
I've actually never seen Heather's.
Oh, no
Which,
kidding. I think it's good. I mean,
That's what I
yeah. Oh
heard.
yeah, it's good. I mean, it's got Shannen Doherty, Winona Ryder, Christian Slater. I
Oh,
mean,
yeah.
yeah, it's good. So they both notice this guy Scott, and they're talking about how good looking Scott is, but then they're like, except for Brenda, who then we see him with his this other cheerleader, his girlfriend, and Brenda then kind of like trips and falls, and it's clear they somehow psychically did that to her. And then as they're kind of laughing about that, a different basketball player trips and knocks a bunch of the cups of water all over them. And so they're mad and they say, hate him, wouldn't want to date him about that guy. And then a ball kind of rolls behind the bleachers. That kid who just spilled the water on them goes to get it. The lights go out. The bleachers start folding up and they crush him to death.
Oh yeah, that's familiar. That
Yeah.
part. And I do we know if that's possible?
It's not possible at any bleachers I've ever seen.
Oh,
Yeah, because I can't remember the circumstances at all, but I know that I have been in situations where I've been back like helping set up bleachers or getting something. I don't know, but like they only fold up so far. Surely, like I think if you were to like get your shoelace caught or get in the wrong spot and not notice, or you've passed out or something, you could get killed, but all you'd have to do is kind of move behind certain beams and you'd be fine. You'd be maybe trapped, but you'd be okay. Yeah.
Well,
I
these
mean, maybe I'm wrong and there are some
okay.
bleachers that could kill
Bleachers.
you.
Or they're making them pointy. I don't know.
Yeah. It makes me think, have you ever, like, we had like a physics and chemistry library in one of our physics buildings in college that like had those like stacks where you'd have to look up what book you wanted and then like undo the stacks. Like they'd be all pushed together and you'd have to like unwind them.
I'm familiar with those in museums.
Yeah. They should have a movie where those crush someone to death. If
Those
they don't already.
I wonder if those could. I've spent a decent amount of time with those, and I know I've wondered about it before.
Yeah, like what if like your
But
belt got caught and then
right.
some evil person started shutting them?
Or would
Could
it
they
just
squish
kind of
you?
like, right, or would it just kind of like stop and not go into, like, I don't know what the pressure is on one of those
Yeah.
things.
Yeah. Seems like
Yeah,
there
no,
should
I
be some
have
sort of
wondered.
academia horror movie or something.
I feel like there, well, what is, I feel like there is one that I can't think of more information about, but I feel like in the early 2000s, I don't know, what am I thinking of?
There was what was that movie, The Faculty? I think that was high school. Yeah, where like I think like the teachers are getting like possessed by aliens or something.
Yeah, there's that, but then there's also, yeah, faculty, and then there's also, the one with the med students is what I'm thinking of,
Oh.
which I don't know if it would be considered horror, but it's where like they keep like killing each other to bring each other back to life to like induce.
Are you thinking about Flatliners again?
Yes, Wait, have we talked about flat? What do you mean again?
Yeah, you got
Talked about
confused
this?
about flat. You got flatliners all confused on our podcast before because you
With
clearly
what?
think it's some other movie. You think it came out in
Oh.
the early 2000s and it's from like 1990.
Oh.
And
Huh.
yeah, and it's like got like movie stars from back then in it. Because on one of our podcasts, you think that someone is in flatliners who definitely isn't.
Elijah Wood, I think.
Yeah,
It,
Elijah Wood is not in flatliners.
I wonder if he's in the faculty.
Oh my God, I think he is.
Huh.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, so he was in the faculty.
He was.
He was.
Okay. All
So
right.
I think that helps.
Yeah.
Also, I always mix these movies up with Idle Hands, which is that Devon Sawa movie where like his hand gets possessed.
Wait,
Just
really?
his hand and is like killing people or something. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know
His
that
hand
one.
becomes evil. I don't know. But I wanted to mention I know we were talking about this on a recent podcast where you went on the date with that guy and told him you had to get up early, so you left like while it was still light out.
Yeah,
And it was the same guy who talked about wanting to get like truth and justice tattooed in Latin on him.
Yep.
And then I chose an old episode. I don't know if you listened to my choice, but a couple weeks ago now, our diehard fans would have heard the Jersey Devil episode in which you talk about the same guy. And I didn't remember that. Yeah, it was
Oh,
not on purpose. And I was like, oh, it's that guy again. Hey.
whoops.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
no, it's good. It's consistent.
It's a memorable story for me. It was a really bad date.
Yeah, I imagine so. So where were we? Flatliners?
Yeah,
Stacks?
guy
Oh,
got crushed.
bleachers.
Yeah.
Bleachers are he's crushed. Okay. So then they show that we're at the crime scene now. It's the gym, but like Mulder and Scully are there. And Scully is mad at Mulder because he kind of ditched her the night before to go see Detective White. And he's like, I didn't ditch you. And she's like, whatever, sure, fine, whatever. And then the detective is like, we got reports of a mob on the outskirts of town. And
Oh.
so then they go out and they think they're digging for a mass grave. And
Huh.
it's this guy, Bob, again, this guy who had burst into the funeral, who the detective tells us. He's actually been really normal in the past. This is a little out of character for him. He's the high school principal.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. They're digging up this yard, and Scully's talking about rumor panic and how I think this got mentioned earlier. I think Mulder even maybe mentioned it, like, again, satanic panic and
Yeah.
like the McMartin preschool trial, which is
Yeah.
the real thing.
Right. Yeah.
And is, horrible. I don't know. It's in a way this episode reminds me of the episode Our Town, the one that has the actual Satan worshipers in the faculty of the high school. And I'm guessing we could have talked about the movie. I don't know when we talked about Elijah Wood and
Yeah.
how he's not in Flatliners, but anyway, it sort of reminds me of that, and that there's like sort of a crazy town and there's satanic panic, except in this one there are no Satanists. It is all a red herring, which is perfect for
Also, like,
Satan.
don't just go start digging stuff up. What if there was a mass grave? You're gonna mess with everything.
Oh, that would not have occurred to me. But
Yeah,
that's the reason. It would have
no.
occurred to me not to go digging stuff
Well,
up. That I don't have a problem with.
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like, it's clearly like a bad
Yeah.
groupthink sort of thing. And Scully and Mulder are, and the detective are like, no, you can't do this. And
Yeah.
Scully is saying, there's never been a shred of evidence of actual
Yeah.
Satanists. And then this woman in the background goes, I found bones.
Oh, God.
And it's a like a small like kind of carry on luggage bag, like a Mary Poppins bag.
Duffel
I don't
bag?
know. I'm not like a duffel bag, but nicer, like
Yeah.
something an old timey doctor would carry.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's got an oh, here we go. Yeah, this is why it's got initials on it, RWG, and someone's like, oh, that's Dr. Godfrey, the pediatrician.
Huh.
And they're like, oh my God. And it's small bones in the bag. It's a child's bones. Ah. So then we go to see Dr. Godfrey, like, because the mob, like, goes to his house. And he is This is never addressed again. He's on, like, coming, like, he's all like, what is happening? He's running down the stairs of his house in like a 1960s movie star starlet dressing gown. Like, yeah. They don't, it's just kind of like they've interrupted him in his leisure time of wearing a like feathery, sheer, long dressing gown.
Cool.
And yeah, I know. I feel like, you know, yeah,
That
live your best life, Dr.
guy.
Godfrey. And then he's dressed in outdoor clothes, normal clothes, and he's getting interviewed at the police station. And he's like, I sold this bag at a garage sale to a girl from the Roberts family, which is Terry's last name. And so then Scully comes in and releases him, and she's like, oh my God, why are Helen's showing me bones? Helen's showing me bones.
I just thought it was a good time to open my desk drawer and pull out the bag of bones I've got inside of
It seems like a good time to tell our listeners Helen
it.
is recording at home today, not in her office.
Well,
Why
I
do
haven't
you
gotten
have a
to
bag
my
of bones
office
in your
yet.
desk? Why are there bones there?
I've got a whole skeleton in my office, but I
Like
haven't.
a whole one? Like
A what? Like a.
a whole skeleton in your office desk?
At home. No, on my.
No.
Not human. None of this is human.
Oh.
None of this is human. No.
Okay.
Yeah, no. I don't have any. I would not have human bones at home because that would be.
Besides the ones that you keep with you always.
Yes. Yeah. I have several sets actually.
Yeah. Wait, do you? Oh, with your family.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I was
dog.
like, nope, they do not have human skeletons inside
No,
them.
they don't, but they have dog skeletons inside of them. Which would you like to guess if they have more or less bones than people do?
I would love to.
Yeah.
I think they have fewer.
They have a lot more.
Really? A lot more.
Yeah, a lot more. Yeah, like 300 versus 206.
Whoa. What are they doing with all of them?
Some of them are tail bones.
Oh my God, the tail, of course.
Isn't that cute?
It's so cute.
Yeah, most of the extra bones are tail bones, and other vertebrae,
Oh,
basically.
vertebrae. Okay. I guess they're long. They're long, aren't they?
Long, yeah.
Okay, so next question. Do all dogs have the same number of bones, or does it vary based on the species?
Oh, I would imagine it varies.
You know, it have to, right?
I don't
Yeah.
know specifically by how much.
But all people basically have the same number of bones, right?
Basically, but if you recall, I only have two pinky toe bones.
Oh God, that's right. Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, you get little variations and stuff that are normal. But like we're supposed to. I mean,
Okay.
you know,
Like,
that be.
yeah. Yeah. I got an x-ray of my knee recently, and I've ordered a copy of the x-rays because I want them.
Well, cool.
And I'll show you. And then I also got an MRI of my knee, and I ordered a copy of that as well. So.
Oh, of the digital files?
Yep.
Oh, wow. I could use some programs I have to make you a little 3D model of your.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I decided that because I have a lot of bio majors in my physics class and I'm doing physics two, I think that what I should work towards as our sort of overall physics two is electricity and magnetism. Sorry, I say that like everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Is that I want to work towards them understanding how MRI machines work.
Oh, cool.
So
Oh,
I was
yeah.
like, oh, I want to use the images of my knee, which
Oh.
it turns out is super fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a mess in there. I don't know. That seems like that. I texted our Uncle Mike, and he was like, yeah, you need to see an orthopedic surgeon and get their advice on this. So,
Did they do both knees or just the one that's
no, just the
wearing?
one that I hurt. But like, I would really be interested in seeing how messed up the left knee is for comparison to
Right.
know what is due to the knee injury in October versus what is the chronic pain stuff.
Right.
Maybe they'll do it. I don't know.
And also just to see how bad the arthritis and stuff is on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The MRI was delightful. I didn't take a Valium. My head was kind of poking out of the tube because it was my knees. I got to listen to dance music, which works really well with the like noises of the MRI machine.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, so that's like pro tip. If you're getting an MRI, play dance music and it'll just kind of go with it. I mean the whole thing, it's like it's almost like I said this before when I got one in my head like 20 years ago that like but that time I took Valium, so I thought that might have something to do with it. It felt like a spa experience almost. But it felt that way again because like all you can do is lay there. You're real comfy. They put a warm blanket on you. You're listening to music of your choice,
How
and
long
there's
did
some
it take?
noises. 20 minutes.
Okay. See, the longer ones do feel a lot more confining, in my opinion. The ones that I've had have been like 45 minutes to an hour, and that is that I start to get really claustrophobic, especially because like
What
if I
part of you were they MRIing?
lots of stuff.
Oh.
I've had a bunch of MRIs.
I didn't know this. I didn't know you'd
Oh
had
yeah.
any.
Oh yeah, I've had a bunch. I had one on my jaw because I have jaw issues, but that was
Oh,
like,
yeah.
and that was an easy one because it was short.
Yeah.
I've had several on my spine because when I was super anemic in 2021,
Oh, yeah, of
we couldn't figure out why
course.
I couldn't walk
Oh,
much.
God, of course. That's right. Yeah, that
Yeah,
makes
so I had
sense.
one. So that was one of the longer ones, was my whole spine. And
And
so,
you were well situated in the machine. I could see out, which I think makes a
oh
difference.
yeah, no, I could
Yeah.
not. No, it
Yeah.
was, yeah. And then I had one when I was pregnant with the twins. And that
Oh,
was even
wow. Okay.
so
Yeah.
yeah, so I feel like
Yeah, I
I've
mean, I
had
think it helps that I wasn't in any way worried about my own safety or like it was
right.
nothing scary. It's like
Yeah.
my knees fucked up. Okay, we know that. Whatever, you
Well, and
know.
I remember, I mean, the one for my jaw, I felt similarly. It was
Yeah.
like, great, go for it. Let's see what the cartilage is up to in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the
Yeah.
cartilage is weird, is the answer in
Ah,
my case.
interesting. In my case, the cartilage is not present. I don't know. Or
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. That's worse. So I
So
have skeletons in my house.
you've got, oh yeah,
One
so what the hell
here.
was that that you just showed me? I started screaming and then got distracted.
Right, yeah. It is a little bone. My mother-in-law hikes a bunch. And so sometimes her and her boyfriend will find bones and they bring them to me. So there are no like extra animals being killed. These aren't from hunting or anything.
Yeah.
It's just like things that die in the woods.
Wow. Things that die in the woods.
Yeah.
It sounds like a Jeopardy character category.
I would be great at that.
Well, you know, and
Yeah.
what is Ryan Reynolds' character in Syzygy?
Yeah.
Things that die in the woods.
So yeah, so sometimes I end up with a decent amount of animal skeletons.
Oh, I see an animal skeleton in the background, right?
Oh,
Well, I don't see the
true.
skeleton. I see the fur.
Yeah, you see the fuzz and
Yeah.
tell the shape of the skeleton.
Oh,
Real
yeah.
dumb. That's the
Oh,
shape
it's got a
you're
real dumb
casting
skeleton.
for the real dumb skeleton.
So these bones
Right.
are the bones of Mr. Tippy, a 14-year-old Lhasa Apso.
Oh, Mr. Tippy.
Yeah. And
Oh.
it's clear like he died of natural causes. I mean, he was
Yeah.
14 and then they buried him in that, but then it's also clear that like Terry and Margie deliberately put them there to like cause trouble or whatever.
I see.
And so they're talking to Terry and Margie and Terry is the one with the dog and she's all upset and she's like, "And doing this to me on my birthday." And it turns out that day is both the girls' birthday.
They're just friends.
They're just
They're
friends
just
who happen to
okay.
have the same birthday.
Okay.
And so Mulder and Scully do some more bickering. Scully is like, "You are just interested in the detective. I'm going back to DC in the morning." And so then we switch to it's evening, and Terry and Margie are throwing a party, and think it's called All Over You or possibly Lay Me Down. I didn't look it up. It's a a song by Live. Remember the band Live
No, I
from the
don't.
90s? They did Lightning Crashes, that sad song.
No, don't know that either. I'll look it up.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like,
I mean, I'm sure I probably would recognize it.
yeah, it is All Over You is the name of the song that I was thinking of. It's 90s alternative stuff. In one of their videos, oh, I Alone, that was their first hit. I Alone, Love You, I Alone, something, something. I don't know. The guy's got like a shaved head, but with like one creepy little braid.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's
No,
not a
I
good look.
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, they're 90s. They're fine, but I hadn't heard the song in I don't know how long, a long time. And then it's a pretty funny scene because you kind of anticipate you're going to see a wild party because you can kind of see it's a party. But it is Terry and Margie dancing all crazy by themselves while other girls are just sitting there totally weirded out, just like sitting with each other, like, okay, they're doing this. And Terry and Margie now are kind of dressed all goth instead of how they were. Like they're like all wild, like black eyeliner and big hair. And they're kind of going crazy. And then Brenda is at the party. Brenda is Scott's girlfriend, you'll recall.
Yep.
And they're doing a Ouija board. And Brenda asks the Ouija board who she's going to marry. And it goes to S. And everyone's like, ooh, Scott.
But I thought Scott was crushed.
No, Scott was not crushed. It was the guy who then knocked over the water all over
Oh,
them.
that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So they're like, ooh, Scott, you know, S. No, it spells out Satan.
Oh,
And
God.
so I assumed like the two girls were deliberately doing that, but then
Right.
Brenda's upset and she goes to the bathroom and the two girls are in the bathroom. So maybe they did it from a distance, but they're in the bathroom doing Bloody Mary
Oh,
for
okay.
whatever reason.
Yeah.
And then they trap her in the bathroom and then we hear screaming. So
Oh.
they totally kill her. I don't know how. I don't
Huh.
know how they aren't immediately arrested.
Right. Or, I mean, no one hears
No, the
this,
girls hear,
or.
the other girls hear the screaming. You
Oh,
can like
okay.
tell they're like, wait, what's going on? Brenda's
Okay.
screaming. So then we have like the most bonkers scene in the whole episode, which is they're back at the hotel. Mulder is spooning frozen orange juice into a bottle of vodka to drink. I don't know why I added to drink, but it wasn't a science experiment. And he like puts on the TV and it's just playing some old black and white movie with like a police car chase and Saber Dance is playing.
Oh, weird.
Which, if you're listening to this and you don't know Saber Dance, you do know Saber Dance. It's the and he's trying to change the channel, but it's on all the channels,
Oh,
which
weird.
is weird. And so then it cuts to Scully in the other room, flipping through the TV. The same thing is happening, and she's smoking a cigarette.
Whoa, weird.
Yeah. And then Detective White shows up at the hotel and starts talking to Mulder, and she's like, wait, you've been drinking? And then he's like, yeah, which is weird. I don't normally drink at all. And he seems a little suddenly like he's becoming more aware of, wait, something weird is going on. But then she starts hitting on him and she kisses him. And then Scully opens the door, sees them kissing, and says, there's been another death.
Oh.
And so then they're going to leave to go see about the other death. And they bicker about how Mulder always drives. And,
Yeah.
she's like, oh, is it because you're like a big macho man? You think you should always drive? And he's like, oh, I just didn't know if your little feet could reach the pedals. And
Oh,
like,
that line, I think I remember.
yeah. So,
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's funny bickering, but there is more venom in it than usual. But I mean, I don't know. It didn't bother me. Like, it's because it's not meant to be normal. You know
Right.
something weird is happening. And we see Scott is like alone and crying in a darkened diner because his girlfriend just got killed, but we don't know how. And Terry and Margie go and find him. Again, how did they get loose to go and find him? I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
Weird stuff is afoot. They're now all on their like full-on crazy goth look. And he's like, what is going on with you two? And they're like, oh, we just want to make you feel better. And they're hitting on him. And he's like, no, what is what's, you know, he reacts as you would, like,
Yeah,
are you
good.
kidding? My girlfriend just got killed. Like, what is
Yeah.
happening here? He leaves and Terry goes, hate him, and then looks at Margie, and Margie's not saying anything, and she's like, hate him. Like, you're supposed to say wouldn't want to date him, but she doesn't, and she just leaves. And it's clear, like, there's a rift between them. So then Mulder goes to talk to the psychic in more detail. And she tells him that Mercury, Mars, and Uranus are going to be in alignment. And it's especially important because Uranus is currently in Aquarius.
Okay.
Those are all words. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Anytime people talk about planets being in alignment, it always just seems ridiculous to me because it's just from our viewpoint that they're in alignment.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, it's like if you had a bunch of sheep in a field, I don't know why it's sheep. Let's make it goats. We've been talking about goats today. If you have a bunch of goats all standing around and you yourself move, you can get some goats to line up to your eye without the goats doing anything special from the goat's perspective.
That's true. Yeah.
Sorry, Adam
Yeah.
just walked into here.
Oh.
My really important goat discourse.
Yeah. Quantitative journalism we're doing over here.
What'd you say?
I said it's
Yes,
hard.
yes,
Yeah.
yes. And she says it's especially a big deal in their town because their town is built in sort of a geological vortex, a high intensity meridian, which I felt like, well, those are all words. And Mulder's like, what if it was my birthday today? And she's like, well, then I'd say happy birthday, unless you were born in 1979, in which case I'd call the police. And it turns out that all the energy of the cosmos would be focused on you if you were born on that particular day, because that day there is a some sort of square. I don't remember. A cosmic square, a perfect square, not a perfect square, that's a number thing.
No.
A great square, maybe it's a great square.
I mean, you
But
could
anyway,
tell
there's
me
this.
anything. I would believe any of this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it
Or
is
I'd
the
rather
great
not.
square. It's like four stars that are all kind of doing the same thing. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's a
Right.
special day where it's like because of this particular day and it's their birthday and they're in this town, these two girls are kind of got like all this power
Got
or
it.
something.
Okay.
And then we show Scott is getting home and he's in his garage. Margie shows up and is hitting on him. But then Terry shows up and is yelling at Margie and sends psychically, like uses her powers to send like a giant metal rod flying to hit her. And she dodges it. And then she does the same thing back. And so they're like about to start fighting. And then one of them's like, wait, I'm bleeding. And then the other one's like, wait, I'm bleeding. They both have a little bit of blood on them and they're like confused. And then they realize, no, Scott's been impaled by one of the rods by accident.
Oh, poor Scott.
I know, poor Scott. The oops. So they're kind of fighting about which one of them killed him. Terry leaves, and Margie calls Mulder and says, I know who did it all. I know who's all responsible. Obviously gonna blame it all on Terry. And then we see that like Scully and Detective White are trying to stop this mob that's led by Bob, the Bob mob. Yeah. And Terry runs up and says, I know who did it all to them. So Mulder and Scully connect and they're like, yeah, something very weird is going on here. It's not a cult. It's about these two girls. Let's bring them into the station. I've got your suspect. You've got my suspect. They bring them in. All sorts of weird stuff starts happening at the station, which, by the way, I forgot to mention, this is January 12th, and the psychic said this is the day, which is, yeah, around now. And the psychic says, like, this is the day that the stars are going to go into perfect, or the planets are going to be in perfect alignment. Like, that's when it happens. So this is when everything is going crazy. And like the TV in the police station starts playing that old movie with Saber Dance again. Furniture starts moving around, guns start going off on their own. And so they put the two girls alone together in a room and lock the door. And then there's like big earthquake shaking, noise from behind the door. Like, are they fighting each other? Big, powerful thing. And then the clock turns to midnight. And then the Bob mob shows up and they de and demands the door is opened. And Mulder's like, you don't want to do that. But it does seem calmer now. They open the door and the two girls are like huddled together crying. And they're just like, shaking and not really saying anything. And they're upset. And so it's like, okay, the whole thing has passed. But like, what are we supposed to think, Helen? I don't know. I mean, again, maybe this is where it's like it was a fun ride, but it doesn't ultimately hold together that well. Yeah.
Especially like, I don't know, the whole like things just in this town and on this day, like it reminds me a little bit of Buffy, honestly. A
Oh,
little bit of like the
interesting.
Hellmouth
Oh, okay.
in Sunnydale. Yeah, I don't know. The astrology explanation doesn't hold much water for me personally,
I
but
mean, no, me either. But it also didn't even make sense. Like, are we to think the girls have been totally possessed then?
Are they just like drunk on power
Like, are
or
they, and now they're like, oh shit, we just killed a bunch of guys. Oh no. Or do they even remember? I don't know. But then we get a like sort of Mulder voiceover monologue about how like the planets orbit the sun with this unseen force of gravity and the galaxies move and we don't, it's a monologue about how like we don't understand these forces and why do we think they wouldn't have a bigger effect on us. And I feel like, look, I know we don't fully understand the force of gravity in the sense of like, I don't know, the Higgs made a big difference, but like, I mean, I think we got a pretty good grasp on it. Like, why things are like, we can predict where stuff is going to be, whatever. Like, it's, and all, yeah,
I don't know.
Anyway, Mulder has kind of a serious monologue voiceover, but we're still kind of seeing the whole crowd and seeing the two girls there. And then Bob is like, it was Satan. I think it was. Like, so he just thinks Satan possessed the two girls. So that's
Well,
something.
I mean, I guess that's as good an explanation as any.
Yeah, I mean, agreed. So then they leave and Scully drives and blows through a stop sign and Mulder points it out and she tells him to shut up and he's like, sure, fine, whatever. So they're still kind of bickering. So it's like, is there still an effect because they're in the town? I don't know.
Weird.
Yeah. So like, as I'm saying it all, it doesn't sound as good on paper, but it was enjoyable and entertaining enough. It passed quickly. It was exciting. It was, not depressing.
What's next?
Grotesque.
Oh, huh. That sounds fun.
Yeah. I just saw like the very opening scene and it was like a naked guy at like an art class.
Oh,
Like a like a like a
like a
like a
model.
model. Like a model. Not just like he just opened the door to an art class and was naked.
That would
Like,
be
hey
grotesque.
guys.
I'm a little nervous for that. I hope it's not like too much gross out, like the one with
The
the
sideshow.
table. Yes,
Yeah.
that I would have not handled well.
I feel like, look, I could be really wrong. This can't. Oh, wait. Yes. Okay. Yeah. The agents assist Mulder's former mentor with a case involving a serial killer who claims to be possessed by a demonic force. I think you'll be fine with that. And I think I just looked and there's like creepy clay masks or something.
Oh, that's familiar.
Yeah.
Cool. Great.
Yeah, I think that'll be just fine.
Those sorts of what's the term? The guy that eats everything?
A geek.
No sort
Yeah.
of that stuff. So that's
Yeah.
good. That's what I was
Nope.
concerned about. Great.
No, just a serial killer. Nothing upsetting.
Well, I've got bones scattered throughout
Yeah.
the
You've got all sorts of things. You've got a geek. He's right behind you. It's Gatsby. He'll eat anything.
I'm planning the semester starts for me on the 20th. And I'm planning or trying to plan readings that my pathology class is going to read. And so I went to the library the other day and got some books to look through because I like them to read like more pop science stuff too, so that they get like a better idea of like the human impact of some of these things. I like took the books upstairs and was laying in bed, and Gatsby like climbs onto the bed. And then slowly starts moving closer and slowly starts moving closer. And eventually he's like right by me in the books. And I see him like just lean over and like start to chomp real lightly. I
No, I thought he wanted to be close
was
to you. He was
like,
trying to
no.
steal your books for a snack.
Yeah.
My
But
God.
these are library books, you dummy.
Have you seen certain libraries that will forgive the fine if your book was destroyed by a dog if you give them a picture of the dog?
Oh,
Yeah.
well, I'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
But yes, he is. That would be him, the most adorable little geek.
Yeah, he's a little sideshow act.
He is. All right. So great. Then
Yeah.
next week, grotesque
Next week,
and
grotesque.
yeah, awesome. Sounds good. Well, follow us on Instagram at We Want to Believe Pod.
Yeah, do
Send us
that.
an email, rate, review, subscribe, all that good
Yeah,
stuff.
subscribe. Do the subscribe thing. Do the automatic
You don't
download
even have to
thing.
even listen to us ever again. But if you subscribe to us, then we'll just be
Yeah.
there.
We'll be pleased. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry. You don't have to listen to us, this free podcast you just chose to listen to.
Yeah.
So,
All right. Bye.
bye.
We Want to Believe is hosted by Helen Werner and Liz Holden. It's produced by Zach Werner. The We Want to Believe theme music was created and recorded by Zach Werner. Find us at wewanttobelievepod.com, on Instagram at wewanttobelievepod, or send us an email at wewanttobelievepod@gmail.com.